Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And talk to our buddy Toby Altizer, who's over in Madrid. So I don't know if this is going to be like one of those interviews on Good Morning America where there's like a 4-second delay and we have to wait for Toby.
You're like
to
the wartime correspondent. You're absolutely right, Grant and Danny. It is loud here. It's terrifying.
Toby, what's going on in Madrid, man? How are you?
Dude, it's awesome. You guys are just around the corner from my house, and yet I'm halfway around the world. So it's a great vibe out here. I love it.
No, it's perfect, and it's perfect at Pupatello, too. You're missing a good party. Dad got to come out here and eat a bunch of pizza because you're not here, so he thanks you in advance. But I want to get into Madrid. So right now it's 9.05 p.m. over there, right?
Yes, and it is popping.
What's the future like? I want to know. So, like,
what happens?
What's going to happen in the next 6 hours?
Well, so I'm actually headed out to meet some fellow Commanders fans, and then probably going to go to a market and grab some food because it doesn't close until midnight, and then probably get back to the old hotel around 12:30 or 1 and then go to sleep and get ready to do it all over again tomorrow. But this place is crazy because I went to the same market last night and I was walking back at 10:30, 11 and the restaurants were full. You couldn't find a spot to sit. Yep. I don't get it. It's crazy.
So,
but I love it.
I was going to ask, culturally speaking, I know that's one of the big differences over in Europe and there specifically is that they eat dinner later. Like, what are some of the things you've noticed in that regard?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, you can walk around in the early afternoon at like a normal time that you'd expect it to be buzzing and there's going to be people. But then you got 4 or 5 hours later at 9, 10 o'clock at night like I am right now and it's like it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon on a Friday. Like, it's absolutely wild to see how many people are out and about, and it doesn't matter that it's a Friday. I mean, like I said, yesterday, people are out drinking and eating just a normal dinner at 11 o'clock at night. It's just, it's really cool. I like the vibe of this city. People have told me it's a lot like New York in that sense. I've never really spent a ton of time in New York, but I can imagine from what I've seen here, it is basically the same as New York in a lot of ways.
Tobes, have you like kind of adopted it? In other words, like for me, when I was in Spain, I was like, I'll try it one night. And I was a young person. I was like you. But I was like, I could do it maybe once. They do it every day. Where, to your point, it's like there's kind of a weird afternoon shutdown time where no one's around, siesta. And if you want dinner, and I remember making a dinner reservation at like 8:15, and we were the only people in the restaurant at that point. And that's just like as late as I could wait, just because it's a nighttime lifestyle. Have you like adopted it over the week that you've been there?
Trying my best, but still not being successful. Like, we had dinner today around 6:30, so obviously not working in that sense. But, I mean, some of the restaurants we wanted to try don't even open their doors until 7:30 or 8, which is just wild to me, but it's normal over here. So, yeah, I'm trying my best to adapt to the culture. That's why I'm out wandering around at 9 o'clock at night. But it is I love it. It's a great vibe. I didn't know what to expect. But I absolutely love it.
Toby Altizer, live from Madrid. Odyssey kind enough to send him over to be our correspondent.
That's right.
For the event.
They spared some expense.
Yes, the football game. Toby, what have you what'd you have for dinner today? Let's start with that a couple hours ago. And then what have you eaten that you've enjoyed so far on the journey?
Well, so we doubled up on Italian because we had Italian last night at a place called Oven, somewhere off the Gran Via. That was really, really good. I had some sort of linguine that was their specialty, and it was fantastic. Had some shrimp in it, had a little bit of a spice to it. That was fantastic. I doubled up with the pasta tonight, went with carbonara of sorts, and it had some of the Iberian ham, some mushrooms. It was a different type of noodle. I don't remember exactly, but that was fantastic. Had some churros and chocolate earlier today from the famous place that opened in 1894. Can't remember the name of that one, but yeah, it's fantastic. Just food everywhere, anything you could possibly want. I mean, there's McDonald's and Burger King. I sent you guys a picture last night that there's a Taco Bell open at 1 in the morning.
you can get anything you want
over here.
That's amazing, dude. All right, let's get our buddy Toby Altizer with us from Madrid. What do we know about the fans? Talking about, like, the local fans. How into it are they? Do they care? I don't mean, like, the Washington fans who made the trip. We'll get to them in a second. They're maniacs and they're awesome. But, I mean, like, locally, how's it being embraced? Is it, like, this invasion? Is it a novelty or are people into it?
I think they're kind of – they don't know what's going on.
Like, yep.
They see all these people walking around in jerseys, and I would say – from what I've seen, there's been a lot more Dolphins fans I've seen today, but I'd say it's still a 3-1, 4-1 Washington to Miami ratio. But, you know, I talked to the guy as we were checking out at the stadium of the NFL shop, and he's like, yeah, I watched the Super Bowl last year, but I'm not really a fan. I know who Mahomes is. And so, like, they know a little bit of what's going on, but I don't think it's, you know, suddenly going to take over the country. But I do think there's a growing – like, people are starting to embrace it a little bit more than, oh, yeah, that's that stupid American game.
How much English versus Spanish are you speaking with people that are, like, helping you out? And also, what is your level of Spanish? And were you more confident in it before you got over there?
Yeah, my level of Spanish is horrendous. I just got recognized by a Washington fan, by the way, that I was on with you guys.
Hey, attaboy.
Oh, sorry about it. Sorry about it.
Correspondent.
International.
But, that's why we sent him over
there.
Yeah, that's
right.
It's my Spanish is not good. I should have paid a little bit more attention in Spanish class. That's pretty obvious. But, you know, I can say gracias. Yep. I can do that. I can say sí. I can somewhat know what's going on with the numbers, but not very good. But actually, I mean, on the main drag, you could get around here without knowing any Spanish for the most part.
And
you can find a way to make it work with people. I was pleasantly surprised because I've traveled abroad a decent bit, but all to English-speaking countries, and this is obviously not one, and I haven't had much of an issue, I wouldn't feel like.
So, like, when you go to a restaurant, everything's done in English at the restaurant?
Some of them have both. I mean, generally, that's kind of how you can tell whether it's a touristy trap or not. You know, if it's got English on the menu, then it's probably a little more touristy, and we're staying on the Gran Via, and that's kind of their main Times Square-like drag.
Okay.
And basically any restaurant you go there is going to have a secondary little subtitle or something beneath it with full English. So, but you can get around, and, you know, I think because this is a touristy place, people come visit. A lot of people obviously
come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
From the States, that you can kind of correspond and figure out common ground when trying to figure out exactly what you're trying to say, even though you might not understand word for word what's going on.
Boots on the ground, Toby Altizer in Madrid, joining us from Spain, getting ready for the Commanders and the Dolphins. He'll be at the game. You're locked into Grant and Danny. We're live today at Pupatella Pizza off Route 50 right here in Chantilly. So come on by and kick it with us. We'll be here until 6:30. Toby, you mentioned that there are a lot more Commanders fans there than Dolphins fans. What is the number of Commanders fans looking like? Because it's been stunning to me on social media to see just how many people made this trip.
Yeah, there are so many Commanders fans. I mean, you can't walk down any street and not run into at least one person in burgundy and gold. And generally, you know, you're going to point at each other, say what's up. It's crazy to see the amount of people. I mean, the market that is one of the famous ones here, I think it's called Mercado de San Miguel or whatever, is what we went to last night. And I ran into Tailgate Ted. I know Rally Captain had some guys over there. And so many Washington fans were there, and it wasn't even something that was a planned meetup. It was just people out and about and walking down the street anywhere. You go on a tour or whatever, you're going to run into people that are here for the game, and it's incredible to see. I've seen more Dolphins people today than I had the previous couple of days, but Commanders fans still outnumber them by a significant margin.
So within that, Toby, kind of subsection here, what's the vibe like? Is it sort of, we're here to see the city have an awesome time and there's also a game? Or, like, is there excitement about the game? It's something that is, I'm actually really curious about, because if you're making that kind of trip, there's a great chance you're a diehard fan that cares a lot, right? Or maybe you just pick the destination and then kind of the culmination is, oh, yeah, there's also a football game. But what's the vibe like among Washington fans about this one?
You know, it's kind of funny. So I had a buddy ask me in my fantasy football group chat a couple days ago, was it a good thing or a bad thing that Washington went to the NFC Championship game last year? And I was like, well, it was great for the fans. And the reason I bring that up, Danny, it feels like a family reunion over here. Like, it's just people that you haven't seen in a long time. Like, oh, what's up? And people that you haven't corresponded with, but you have a common connection. That's kind of the vibe I get. They're excited about the game and excited to go to the stadium, but it's almost like a family reunion of sorts where people that haven't gotten together in a long time and embraced this love of the team are back at it again. And so it's kind of been a cool vibe that even with the injury concerns and everything going on with the team and Jaden not playing and the record not being good, there's still an excitement and a buzz because they're in a new city, but everybody's just excited to see fellow Burgundy and Gold fans out here. So I think the vibe has been awesome and almost like that of a family reunion.
What did Toby end up buying at the team store?
Well, first of all, I want you guys to give guesses on how much. We'll go euros because that's how it was divvied out. How much do you think I spent there?
All right, I need a conversion.
So it's about $1.20. So 1 euro is $1.20, give or take. It fluctuates all the time, but bear with me.
Okay, so that means 250 American dollars or about 300 euros.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say he spent 300 euros at the store.
I think he went north of that. I think Toby spent over 325. 325 is my guess.
Yeah, we were thrilled when we looked down at the receipt, and it was under 500 by a slim margin.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
The Toby 500.
What'd you get, Tokes?
I got everything imaginable. Every sweatshirt you could think of that says Madrid, every single Commander's thing that said Madrid, a helmet, a scarf, everything imaginable, because it's just such a cool experience over here. So literally everything in the store that had Washington on it that was for men basically is in my possession now.
So before you left, there was a little bit of you last week, and maybe it was just after their last game, and you didn't actually feel this way before you got on the plane, but a little bit of you was like, ah, this is going to stink. I can't believe the season went off the rails. I was so excited about this. I mean, I'd imagine all those inhibitions have been thrown to the wind, right? Like, this is still the trip of a lifetime?
Yeah, it's been really, really cool, and honestly, the family reunion thing kind of applies to me as well, in that, you know, growing up, this is the most alive I've seen this fan base, and to be in a different city that I've never been to before and that I know no one, and yet it feels like I know hundreds of people. It's been a cool experience to be able to see so many like-minded fans that I'd never been able to interact with in my 27 years of life, because there were so many fans that just didn't cheer for the team really anymore. So it's kind of been even that way for me. So the game on Sunday, I can't wait for, and I'm excited to see the inside of the stadium and do all that stuff. But everything else has been the highlight, and whatever happens on Sunday happens, but it's been a blast regardless. And yeah, I mean, coming out here, it was like, oh man, they're 3-7. They're playing a terrible Dolphins team. But now I don't really care about any of that. It's going to be a fun experience to watch the game, but that's kind of secondary to everything else.
All right, Tobes, you are there, as Grant said, boots on the ground, Odyssey, who spared some expense in getting over there, but you are there nonetheless representing the company. Give us your prediction.
Yeah, I think probably just being around all the fans has maybe swayed my opinion a little bit, but I think that this might be a perfect storm of everything for Washington in terms of they're outside the country, so there's a little less noise. The Dolphins are up and down. And they had a good week last week, so you're banking on them maybe coming back down to earth. I think Washington wins this one. I think it'll be close. I think it'll be a fun game, but sometimes these European games can get a little bit ugly, kicking off at an odd time slot. But let's go with Washington winning this one. Let's go 24-21 Washington.
How about that? Are those sweatshirts talking, or is that really you, Toby?
I think it might be 25% sweatshirt, 75% Toby, I think.
Dude, you're hammered on jamon and pescado pequeño, I'm telling
that's
you.
Right. Thank you, buddy. We appreciate you checking in, and can't wait to hear more about the trip next week when you get back.
Absolutely, guys. Enjoy Pupatella.
There you
brother.
Go. There's Toby Altizer, who the company sent over to Madrid, boots on the ground, yeah, to make sure that we had a correspondent on site for this huge week.
We were surprised they did it, to be frank with you.
Stunned.
And when Toby, who was going to take advantage of all the company was like, we'll send you over there, we'll pay for a hotel, flight, right, and everything. He goes, no, I'm going to pay my own way. I'm going to do it myself. He right. turned it down. I mean, yeah, that's the kind of soldier he is.
Leadership.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.